you guys ready for more? Lena here with another episode of Morning Minutes. We're in the Gospel of John. Today is episode 44, John 12, 12 through 26, how to be a fruit-bearing Christian. It says this in the text: the next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done the signs. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Wow, we're getting closer to the last week of the life of Jesus and wrapping up the public ministry of Jesus in this chapter. And I want to talk about how to be a fruit-bearing Christian. That verse is worth memorizing. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." This is talking about brokenness and a gift in the Christian's life. So let me give you 3 points as we consider even this triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The only way to bear peaceful fruit is to think past politics. Now we see Jesus coming in on a donkey, a picture of peace and humility. And we see two things happening as Jesus comes in. The people are expecting a coronation of a king. Jesus has no intention to be put a throne on at that point. He's going to the cross. And yet this is a fulfillment of prophecy. When the people cry out, "Hosanna, blessing who comes in the name of the Lord," they're quoting Psalms 118. And in verse 15, the Old Testament passage is quoted from Zechariah 9:9. There was a prophetic verse and section that talks about the coming Messiah coming on a donkey's colt. And so all of these things are happening to fulfill prophecy, but the people are looking for peace and they think it's going to happen through politics, but it won't happen through politics ever. It happens when King Jesus comes back after his resurrection. Now he's in heaven. He will come back on earth and rule eternally. And while Israel was looking for political peace, what Jesus offers is soul peace. Eventually there will be peace on earth. But at this time, of course, we have peace in our hearts as followers of Jesus, but we're living in a broken world and the signs are everywhere. And yet we in the light that is in us can offer even peace in the spots where we are. And so remember that, Christian, not by providing political answers, but by directing people to the peace that comes only by knowing Jesus. While Israel was looking for earthly victories, Jesus offered an eternal victory. Jesus and always spoke in one way, and the people always understood in another because they were focused on the here and now, and they didn't understand that there could be more in the life to come. And all that Jesus did in his life and all that he continues to do in us now is to remind us that we are not living for the here and now, but for what's coming. And while Israel was looking to conquer Rome, Jesus was showing people how to conquer sin. And it came through his death and resurrection, death on a cross and resurrection, and we're heading towards that. So the only way to bear peaceful fruit in your life is to think past politics to the Savior who died for our sakes. Number two, the only way to bear lasting fruit is by dying first. That verse that I told you ought to be one that you memorize. To think much of yourself will hinder your death to self. Christ's way is the way of dying to self. We are alive no longer to self. Galatians 2:20, he is taking over our life. The verse, I'll read it to you, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." That is a verse that exemplifies what it means to be a Christian. Dead to self, alive unto Christ. He owns your life. Your body is no longer your own. You got to learn to die to self, Christian. That is the only way to live and to bear lasting fruit. Now, Jesus exemplified that by going to the cross and dying for us. That is what he was speaking about there. He was the grain of wheat who died, and much fruit is born, and today we are alive because of his death. To see yourself accurately is necessary for self to die. You've got to be honest about the fact that you're resisting death to self. There may be pockets of areas in your life where you're just struggling to stay alive. Listen, tell the Lord, crucify me in that area. Lord, take it away. Do what you need to do. Only live through me. In what ways must you die to self today? Ask the Lord that today. Let that be your prayer as you go through the day. It may be a desire that you have, a dream, an ambition. It may be a relationship. It may be something that you thought was a good thing, but Christ is like, give it to me, give it to me. You've got to die in that area. That is how you bear lasting fruit. Number three, the only way to bear God-honoring fruit is by believing God. You've got to believe God. Listen, he says, whoever loves his life will lose it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. This is a picture of so many stories of missionary. Jim Elliot lived his life that way. It goes on to say, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. That is about faith. It's about believing God. You don't follow someone you don't trust. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Listen, you want to bear God-honoring fruit, you start believing him. Be completely devoted to Christ. Be completely devoted to serving him. And be completely devoted to hating the things of this world. Die to self, Christian. Die to self. It's the only way to bear fruit and to live your life alive unto Christ. Listen, that's the way. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and it starts when you're willing to die to yourself. Go think about these things today. Know that you are being prayed for. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.